Hey, what up? It's Ben Davis. Got a chance to catch up with Olympian Frederick Richard. You may recognize the name because he was a part of that amazing team who brought home bronze at the 2024 Summer Olympics. He's also the 2023 World Team and All-Around Bronze Medalist, the youngest individual world medalist in U.S. history. We discussed kind of those behind-the-scenes moments there at the Olympics. What sport he would love to try if it weren't gymnastics. And we kind of brainstorm a reality show pitch. You can see him on social media under Frederick Flips. He was a delight to talk to. Enjoy. Hey, Frederick Richard. It's Ben Davis. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. Thanks for giving us a call here this morning. Appreciate that.
Of course. Yeah, no problem.
Gold Over America Tour coming October 30th, Yum Center. Great seats still available. And, dude, you are having a year.
Yeah, I
am. You are having a year. And, I mean, I guess we could start with the fact that you were a part of the men's gymnastics team that brought home a medal, breaking the 16-year drought for the Summer Olympics. So we can start there because...
Yeah, we'll start there.
That was huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything we trained for. I grew up my whole life not seeing guys bring home medals in men's gymnastics. Obviously, it's been 16 years. But everything came together that day. It's like everything really... Like all that work went in right into that competition and we all just shined, you know. It almost felt like a perfect meet, which is crazy. But yeah, so thankful.
Yeah, take us behind the scenes on that, like that final day, right? Like, what are you guys telling each other? You know, obviously you are dialed in hardcore.
No, we were dialed in, and this is the stuff people don't see. Qualifications, we qualified in fifth place. We knew we were way better than that, and we weren't even worried because we knew what mattered was popping off on the team final day. We definitely focused really hard on building that team culture. So really close to the guys by that competition, you know, like they're brothers. And when one guy was going up on the equipment, it felt like we were all doing the routine. And it felt right, you know. Everything just felt, you know, there was pressure, but it felt like we were bigger than the pressure. And we took it home. Steven Nedorozic finishes off on Prom Horse, slams the last set, and we've got a bronze medal.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, he got a lot of attention that day, mm-hmm. too. And you know, all of you guys deserve just as much attention and praise as... You know, Steven did, but man, I mean, like, looking at all of those routines, what's the most difficult routine versus the most fun for you, Frederick?
Oh, good question. Oh, very good question. Probably for me, my rings routine is the most difficult routine.
Yeah.
That's just in strength. You know, you use the most energy trying to hit those perfect positions, but I'm not very worried about messing up that rings routine. I know it's pretty solid, right?
Yeah.
High bars. My most fun routine, but also the most risky routine. And it's usually high bar and palm horse are the events that define, you know, what team usually medals and doesn't. Those are the ones where people fall off the most.
Yeah.
And those are the ones where you can get ahead. So my high bar routine was probably one of the most important routines in the comp. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure. This routine, we need this really good score on high bar.
Yeah.
And I just slammed that set, finished with a stuck dismount. Probably one of the best high bar routines I've done in my life. And it happened at the Olympic Games, so that was sick.
Man, just hearing you talk about that right now is filling me with adrenaline. Like, I mean, it just takes me back to like watching that on TV and yeah. You know, feeling all those feelings. And you know, I know a lot of athletes say that when you're in the zone, everything just kind of like comes to focus. And I've got to believe that that's what all of you guys were feeling.
No, it really was. You know. I felt at that point, you've done so many routines, you've done all the work that you just let it happen, you know. I stopped thinking, I stopped trying to control anything, and I said, if fate wants us to do this today, we will.
Yeah.
If not, we won't, but I'll let my body do it.
Yeah.
You just literally sit back and I'm spectating the way you guys are spectating.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just letting my body do it. Yeah.
Do you have like a pump up song, like in those moments before you go out and compete? Do you have something that you make sure that you have on in the headphones or are you just mind is blank?
So before the full competition, I'll be listening to music. Once I'm in the competition, I'm trying not to get out of the environment. So there is noise. Right. There is all these things. And some people like to put headphones and cancel it all out. I kind of like to just adjust to it.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any headphones or anything. But before, every competition, I'm listening to different artists, or, you know, I'm in a different mood, kind of.
Yeah.
So I was always wondering as a kid, like, what will I be listening to at the Olympics before the most important part? So I guess I'm plugging Future. I was listening to Future, which I wasn't at, like, trials. So every competition was different, but at this comp, it was a Future competition.
All right. I like that. Frederick Richard on Gold of America Tour coming to the Yum Center October 30th. What was the food like in Paris?
Yeah, it sucked. And it's tough because everybody says French food would be the best. The village food was a disappointment.
But yeah.
I'll try not to be too negative. It was good enough to fuel you, you know?
I got you.
Eating for taste.
It got the job done.
Exactly. But then I went out the village waiting to, like, excited to have amazing food. And I still was met with mid-food for another couple of days, probably like a week. Then I finally started finding these spots, you know, these hidden gems.
Yeah.
And that's when I was finding good food. But, no, it was interesting. I thought French food, everybody's like the greatest of all time. And it didn't feel like that for me.
What is your diet like? Do you have, like, cheat days, or do you stick to a pretty strict diet?
Yeah, that's a great question. When I was younger, I would be very, very strict throughout the week. And then by the weekend, I'd just collapse. And on Saturday and Sunday, I'm eating junk food. I'm overeating, right?
Yeah.
And I hated it because on Mondays, I had to figure out I had to just get back in shape.
Right.
So I could train hard for the rest of the week. Then I realized the key to it is realizing, like, I'm not going to go 3 years without eating a cookie or 3 years without, you know, having some junk food or sugary thing, right?
Right.
So then, once I kind of had that mindset, like, stop trying to control it too much, just because I can't be perfect forever. That's when I started not putting as much attention to it. If I want a cookie, I'll have it. But I only want a cookie maybe once a week, where that's how it started. And then I just stopped craving it.
Mm.
So I don't really eat junk food at all. Yeah, that's the mindset I have. It's like, I'm not telling myself I can't have it. I just don't crave it anymore.
Right, right. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
If people want to know, like, specifically what I do, I basically don't eat much added sugar, so I avoid all added sugar.
Yeah.
And I also don't eat red meat. I just eat chicken, turkey, and seafood.
Your body is your job, so, I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like feeling good and flipping, so.
Yeah. 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 I mean, Frederick Flips is your Instagram and your handle online and everything. Is that, like, the number one thing people ask to see when they meet you?
What, me flip?
Yeah.
Okay, when I was younger, all the time, of course. Oh, he does gymnastics, you can do a backflip, right?
Right.
I start backflip. I feel like now I've hit the level where they know I can flip. They've seen it. They see me on TV.
Right, so, right.
They don't have to see it in person. But I do run into a lot of silly occasions, whether it's on, like, a TV or some big event where they're like, hey, can you do something? And I'm like, all right, fine. Problem is, I have to do work. Like, it's not like like a singer. Someone says, can you sing here? You don't have to, like, strain your body to do it. But anytime they want to see my art, I have to like, actually do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With my body. I'm like, dang, that's a lot of work, but okay.
Dang, that's a lot of work. I like seeing you kind of, like, jump into the shoes of other D1 athletes. Like, what has been the most fun sport other than gymnastics that you've tried?
Oh, that's a really good question. I think I had a lot of fun with wrestling, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, there's so many variables. You forget, like, I forget going into a different sport. You're starting from ground zero, get it, and you have, like, 80 variables of skills to juggle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I really do think it makes you better of a well-rounded athlete by doing other sports. That's why I do it. You know, it's about, like, pushing our limits, learning from each other. And sports are fun, you know? You don't have to stay in one lane all the time.
Right. I mean, after the Olympics, you hit the talk show tour. Yeah, I saw you supported your teammate on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like there is a reality show that goes along with the meme that I'm sure you've seen, but it's let normal people do Olympic events before the Olympians do it.
I think, honestly, it should happen. So, you know, like, in track, there's a pacer, someone who runs the base.
Yeah.
Speed, and everybody goes after that.
Right.
I think there needs to be a non-athlete pacer in gymnastics or in other sports. I promise they'll see how big this difference in skill is if they put a normal person there.
We did an appearance at a local gym here with the radio station several years ago. they had the rings, you know, and I was like, oh, yeah, let me see. And so I jump up on the rings and I didn't move.
You get one pull up if you're lucky.
Right. That takes incredible, incredible strength. So I just think, you know, Frederick Richard, between your athletic ability and your charisma, I feel like you could be the type of guy to host something like that sort of reality show and get it off the ground.
Honestly, it might happen.
I mean, you were just named Time 100 Next. Mm. Obviously, people see things in you and you're going places. So, I mean, that's got to feel good.
Thank you. No, it feels really good. I mean, this is the stuff I dreamed of, having opportunities, having the power to do things. You know, started with leading my sport and making a change, growing the sport of gymnastics. I still want to do that to the highest level. But, you know, now we have other opportunities. I get to produce things if I want. You know, I get to bring ideas in my head to the real world and impact people. So I'll be starting a production company, actually. You know, like during the Olympics, there's this dip in the 3 years in between for our sports. You know, the viewership on our sports just dips crazy. And it's about, how do we get our stories seen? How do we keep producing that entertaining content that people would love to see of the Olympians, but they just don't see as much through those 3 years,
right?
And kind of filling that gap. So that's the next place where my impact hopefully will be seen. But that reality TV idea goes right into it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I think it would be wildly entertaining to watch normal everyday people. You know, before Frederick Richard does his floor routine, we're going to let Ben go out there and try to do a couple flips.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
No, that's going to be good. We'll have to do that. I want to see one of them jump off one of those, like, what is it, 25-meter diving boards. You know how scary that is when you're up there?
I couldn't even imagine. Yeah. You would injure yourself.
Yeah. People are getting injured in this idea, but we'll make them sign a waiver before.
Yeah, that. Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We'll let the lawyers work out all the details, all right?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Frederick Richard, Gold Over America Tour, Wednesday, October 30th. We're super excited to see you along with Simone Biles and all the other Olympians and athletes that are going to be making their way to Louisville here. And while you're in the city, I know you didn't get great food in Paris, but we have some pretty good food and restaurants here in Kentucky. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. If you need some suggestions, let me know. All right.
I might, yeah. I'll have to ask for that. Let's go.
All right. Good deal, man.
I'm always looking for good new food places.
All right, Frederick. Appreciate it, man.
Of course. Yeah, this is fun.